the beginning of the year 1700, it was estimated that more than a quarter of England was bare, deep, waste and swamp. Game was so plentiful that preservation, as practiced later, was unnecessary. Horses were relatively few, and the cattle numbered about one to each member of the rural population. To a traveller approaching any village, the surroundings would have presented a vastly different picture to that which we know so well today. He would first have seen woodland, of which there would have been large tracts, especially so this being in the Forest of Arden, where commoners had the right to cut wood. There would then have been the village waste, or rough common. Villages were usually established somewhere near a stream or river, in this case the stream which runs into the River Arrow just south of Stirling. And near this will be found meadowlands or inns, where hay was grown and cattle grazed. Above this would have been the big open fallow. There were no hedges then, where the village grew its crops. The parish was enclosed by an Act of Parliament of 1806.
Oh, the time. was called the devil among the tailors. This appeared during the lifetime of Jane Austen. Was it to this that Harriet bounded higher than ever, flew further down the middle, and was in the continual course of trial? Or, after another, that Mr. Tilney made his famous comparison between country dancing and matrimony?
I consider the country dance as an emblem of marriage. Fidelity and complacence are the principal duties of both. And those men who do not choose to dance or marry themselves have no business with the partners or wives of their neighbours.
Yeah.